This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Make half of your plate fruits and vegetables, and don't forget the dairy. It's Texans 360 from the Go Texans store at NRG Stadium. Now, just outside this week, OTA's Week 2 took place. And after one of the sessions, Dwayne Brown and Ben Jones talked about a couple of guys they're going to be blocking for, Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett, in that QB competition. How's it going?
What's your mindset right now?
Right now it's just the offseason and starting back with OTA. So you're out there trying to get better every day. Guard, center, wherever they ask, some go out there every day and try to get better at something.
How comfortable are you playing center, potentially in the NFL as a starter?
I know if they want me to play center, I will be prepared. And that's what we have great coaching staff. And wherever they feel me most comfortable, I'll step right in and do whatever they ask.
What have you seen from Suafio just getting back out there? I mean, obviously, you know, he was a rookie last year. But it seems like you guys are kind of pairing up a little today and sliding in and out at center, too.
Right, X is a good player. He works really hard, so he has a bright future, and just he's gonna keep on grinding. And look forward to seeing how he progresses.
This training camp's a little bit different with the quarterback's position. Obviously, Ryan was the guy last year. Now you got two guys competing for the job. What are your thoughts on working with those guys from the center spot?
It doesn't matter at all. Whoever's back there, we're happy to work with. We have a lot of great quarterbacks. You got Savage, you got Hoyer, and you got Mallett. So whoever's in there, they're very confident, and all of them's been around this system before. So we got great leaders on this team.
Yeah, it's a leadership role now that Chris isn't here. Talk about that, how you are handling the first day of OTAs and moving forward.
Definitely, you come out there and you want to have a good first day. Just no mistakes. And as today I worked at center and guard, so whenever I was in there at center, I just made the card and make sure everything ran crisp. But we got a lot of great leaders on this team. Just talking about the O-line, you got Dwayne Brown. He's been there for the long haul. I think he's been tenured, the most tenured veteran, one of the tenured veterans of the Texans, and he's a heck of a leader we got, and we're definitely relying on him. He's a guy, he's our voice of offensive line.
Encouraging to see Mallett get out there and go through a full practice with you guys and show off the arm a little bit.
Definitely. I don't know how much we see as the quarterbacks. We just handle our job up front, and whoever's back there, we hope they complete it.
What are your thoughts on being on the Hard Knocks series?
Really don't. You can't even tell it's in there because you see practice getting videoed every day. You have the media out there. So you probably won't even tell the difference. So you're just going out there and execute a day and just trying to get better every day.
You think it'll be a distraction at all?
Not at all. You probably won't even know they're in the room. We have you film practice every day. The media's out there every day. So I don't think anything will change.
You've been known to do some different things, though, whether it's eating a cockroach or any of that stuff. Are you prepared for HBO, you know, on national camera to ask you to do some of that stuff?
I'm just getting ready, and whatever I can do to make the team better, I'm there for it.
What is it you want to avoid?
Just no spotlight on me. I'm just trying to get better every day and just, putting the team first and looking forward to a great year.
What's it going to be like without Chris Myers for the first time in so long, and what do you think about Ben moving and Xavier moving in next to you?
Chris is my guy. You know, he's been a great player for us, great leader for us for, you know, 8 years here, 7 years here. You know, it's different. It's different. We have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. Ben Jones is someone that's very smart and filling that center role pretty well so far. Xavier is looking to make a big jump in his second year. He's learned a lot on the go, and you know, he has the offense down pretty good this year. And I think we use this time right here to just rebuild our chemistry as much as possible. And I think today was a great start for that.
Excited about OTAs getting underway?
Absolutely. You know, I was. You know, it was kind of like our first day of school yesterday. It got kind of like a snow day, and you're just like, oh, man, you know what I mean? So today we'll be able to come in here, see everybody again, get the ball rolling. We're all excited. We have, like I said, we have big expectations for each other this year, and today was a great first step in that direction.
Ben Jones and Dwayne Brown. You know, Dwayne Brown is the longest tenured Texan, been here longer than any other Texan since 2008. Let's go to the other side of the ball now. Defense, Whitney Mercilus, entering year four of his career, just signed a new contract. How's it going on that side of the football?
I think it has the potential to be very, very dangerous, especially the guys who we have up front, in the back end, and also at linebacker, too. We just have to be able to communicate, get on the same page, and just play solid ball all around.
What do you think about John Simon stepping in for Brooks?
I think John Simon is a great player. You know, knows his assignments, knows where to be at. Very disciplined player also. And shows talent on the field as well.
Seemingly the healthiest Brian Cushing we've seen in a while. What have you seen from Cush so far?
Cush looks good out there, you know, covering routes. Moved pretty well, you know, it's like old Cushion out there, of course. And, man, he's been showing us some impressive OTAs.
What's it like lining up with Vince Wilfork in front of you now?
It's pretty cool. You know, he's a big body. He's going to get up in there. You know, it's hard for any guys to move him or anything like that. And he's very knowledgeable about the defense, just being able to teach, myself, also the D-line, the other younger D-linemen, about different looks that we can give, different stunts and stuff like that.
So he's already embraced that leadership role, the veteran role?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, as long as he's been in the league, he's definitely a leader.
How nice has it been for you now to not be so worried about trying to learn the playbook and develop that aspect of the game as well as that leadership ability that you are about to develop here?
It feels good. You know, the thing is, I don't have to think as much as what my assignments are. Now I know what my assignment is. Now I can go out there and react and pretty much just let my ability take over.
You know, that second contract is what players play for. They showed some faith in you. And what was that like to
I was pretty cool. Very happy about it. You know, I know guys who've, I went to high school with, they haven't made it to their second contract. So it's actually a blessing for me.
It's going to be fun to watch Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney coming off the edge of that Texans defense this year. All right, last week was our Hard Knocks episode, but Bill O'Brien, because of the flood day mist and all the other stuff, had to go to meetings, could not react to the Texans being on the program. Well, he reacted this week.
We're going to go about our business the way we always do. You know, we're not changing for anything. And I think that when you look at Hard Knocks, I think it's an opportunity for people to see that this is a team, that this is not a team of individuals. This is a team of good guys, good veteran guys, combined with some good young talent and some guys that have really paid their dues in this league. And that hopefully that the show is able to give examples and show us as a team, a disciplined, smart football team. That's what we're looking forward to as it relates to Hard Knocks.
Coming up on Texans 360, you've heard so much about this quarterback battle with Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. What about the other guy, Tom Savage? Where does he fit in the mix? Also, J.J. Watt mic'd up at his charity softball game. It's all happening on Texans 360.